user. So anyways, whatever opinions others have, well, I've been using it. So if you're happy with it, use it.
That's exactly my opinion. If it does what you need, that's the tool that you want. I have an iPhone as well. There's one app to load, and then it's a little bit of configuration beyond that. And basically, it's just logging in and setting up the point to the direction. It's pretty straightforward and simple, and yeah, we can definitely talk over the phone if you want, and we can talk you through that. But I'm just about to enter the deep, dark masses of the Massey Tunnel, so I'm going to disappear in a second here, but we'll maybe hear you on the other side. This is Victor Alpha 7 Lima Echo Tango entering the tunnel.
Okay, thank you there, Hiroshi. Hopefully you're getting this. But yeah, I'll look forward to hooking up with you later.
7-3.
7-3. VA-7, Echo Charlie Papa. We're clear, and anyone wants to use their frequency, come on.
Okay, Victor Alpha 7 Lima Echo Tango, back on the air through the tunnel.
VE7 Lima Oscar, still waiting on the screen.
I heard Lima Oscar in there. How's it going, Pedro? VE7 Lima.
It's going okay, but I got caught in this train crossing here at Braden Brunette.
I've heard there were some problems around there.
No, not too many problems. Just a train. A badly timed train for my drive.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I just made it down Knight Street. I was coming back from Kingsway, and it was like Knight Street around 60th was kind of blocked up, and it was like, what the heck? Yeah, there was an accident, and just saw them towing away one vehicle, and the other two were pulled over to the side finally, so it was like, ah, there we go.
There you go. Yeah, I'm just trying to make it to the Coquitlam transfer station, drop off some recycling here. And, yeah, that stupid train. Oh, well. Cessna V, first world problems, as they say.
Yeah, almost close to coming to the Delta transfer station. No, not really. No, Coquitlam, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is on my way to visit my mom.
There you go. Right on. Yeah, no, it's funny, actually. Yeah, today traffic has been crazy in a few areas, but oh well. That's the way it is. We just deal with it.
Exactly. Hey, all right, I'll talk to you later. I'm just going to go inside here. E7LO.
You got to take care of me. E7LET. Monitoring and mobile for a little longer. There was another station in there who actually doubled with LO originally. Do you want to come back? This is VA7LET. Oh, well. VA7LET monitoring for a little longer.
VA7LET, V7VP.
Hey, Paul, how's it going, VA7LET?
Not too bad. That was me earlier who collided with Pedro there. I was on the shop radio with the antenna in the attic, so it's not the best radio. Now I'm out in the truck, though, just waiting for Trish. We're going to head out to the dump. We completely cleared out our shed in the back and loaded up the truck full of crap we don't want, and next is taking that shed down.
Oh, right on. Well, if you need a hand, give me a shout, and I'll see what I can do, see if I can schedule it in there somehow, if you need a hand.
Okay, so, Roshi, I will definitely think about that for sure. I don't know how I'm going to take it down yet, but I've got some ideas. We'll see how it goes, though.
Well, if he doesn't have two trailers in the way, he just take a run at it with the truck.
Well, that was my original plan, was to pull the trailer out and park it over at Frank's there if he was okay with it, and then clear everything out of the shed, wrap a rope around it, and just pull the thing down with my truck.
Or at least pull it to the street and go from there, run it over a few times. Yeah, it'd be a little easier, but... Yeah, no, if you need a hand, definitely I can see what I can offer, see what I can fit in.
Okay, sounds good. I will let you know. I'll see what I don't know if I want to tackle it myself, but I might look at it during the week. Well, actually, no, first thing I got to do tomorrow, I got to start doing the seals on the roof seal on the trailer, because that, I think it's supposed to rain on Tuesday, so I want to get that done. But we thought we'd get this done today instead.
Not a bad idea. You got to do it anyway, so might as well do it. Get it done! So, well, yeah, no, I was just about to actually give a few vehicles the get the pressure washer out and get the soapy suds out and see what trouble I can create.
Yeah, I was looking at my truck, and it definitely needs a clean. It's a mess. It hasn't been. I don't think it's been washed all winter. It's got green stuff dripping down from around the windows and stuff. So, yeah, it definitely needs a clean.
I was going to say something about that yesterday, but I thought I would keep my... No, just kidding. Well, if you need the foam cannon, let me know, and I can get that over to you.
Okay, sounds good. We might need it. Well, Trish has just got in a truck, so we are going to get there, and we're going to get going on our way to the dump. Hopefully, it's not too busy there.
You got it. Take care. Have fun, and we will catch you later on. VA7LET, I'll be monitoring a few more minutes.
Okay, sounds good, Hiroshi. Yeah, I'll be monitoring for a bit as well. drive, test out the brakes on the vehicle with a fully loaded back of the truck. Now I'm freaking Trish out. Hi.
Oh, you mean without the ABS. Okay. Oh, well, no problem. Well, you take care. Stay safe out there, and we'll catch you later on. Hi, Trish.
Hi, Hiroshi.
Hey, I think that's one of the first times she's spoken on the radio. There's the first step. Okay. Oh, well, that's right. She was Mrs. Claus at Christmas time. Okay, we will we'll let you go. VA7LED, VE7VP will be mobile monitoring. 7 Hiroshi.
You got to take care. Have a great afternoon, VA7LET. Almost there, almost clear.
VE7 Lima Oscar.
That it is, VE7 Tango Papa.
Hiroshi, have you ever been to this recycling center?
Yes, I have been to that one once, I think.
It's awesome. It is huge. All done.
Yeah, the one at Delta is actually really big, too. I've been to that one more than a few times.
I don't even know where that one is. So whereabouts is it?
Come down 17, turn off on the 17, come down 99, turn off on the 17 exit. You can only get at it from the 99 side. Turn off the 17 exit and do the loop-de-loop to go east, and you'll find it on your right-hand side there. To get to that off-ramp, you have to do it that direction. You can't get at it from 17. You can't get at it from 17A. You can't get at it from 17 if you're going straight through from Tawasin. I got to go up to 17A, cut across, and come back down to it.
Okay, you're talking about the Vancouver landfill. There's a recycling station there as well.
Oh yeah, big one.
Okay, I've been there before to drop off garbage. And I had to get a chit from New West to use that landfill.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, actually. When you go there, first they ask you, what do you got? And you tell them, and okay, all that stuff now for consumer-level stuff, you turn into the right, and there's dumpsters there to dump in your garbage. There's all the recycle areas. So depending on what you have, you just have to stop in the right place and put it in the right bins.
VP?
Yeah, that's exactly what they have here. Hey, Paul, go ahead.
Hey, Pedro, how's it going? Hiroshi? The only problem with the one, the Vancouver landfill out in Delta there, is they weigh you before you go in, so you're paying to dump your recycled stuff. Trish and I are heading to the transfer station at basically 152 and, 68, 70th, and they've got the recycling center before the dump. So you go in and unload all your recycling stuff, and then go into the dump. So you're not paying to recycle anything.
Yeah, I think I doubled it there. The way that they say to do it actually is do it as two passes, drop one load, then go back out again and do a second lap, and then do the second one that way. That's how they asked me to do it once before when I had both.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, last time we were there, they just, I was just going through. They weighed us going through, even though we had all recycles. And they weighed us coming out, and they charged us for it. So haven't been back there to recycle anything.
Just make sure you say you have only recycling.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, I'll let you guys get back at it. Driving. Almost at the recycling center.
You got it. Everybody, take care. I just pulled into the QTH here, so I'm getting out. So I'm going to get that pressure washer up and see if I can make the fire truck shiny again. Everybody stay safe, stay happy, and stay tuned, VA7LET.
Have a good one, Hiroshi. Talk to you later. Have a good one, Paul. VE7 Lima Oscar.
You too, Pedro. Take it easy, and we'll catch you later. VE7VP, monitoring, 7-3.
7-3 to both of you.